It was not a debate in a traditional sense. The audience was comprised of members of the Utah Taxpayers Association and were treated to a three-course lunch beforehand. The format of the debate, moderated by former Utah legislator Frank Pignanelli, was designed to ease digestion, with each candidate fielding the same six questions and having 4 minutes to respond to each. There was supposed to be no crosstalk between the two candidates, but inevitably there was a bit of banter back and forth. Attorney Doug Owens stirred the pot by criticizing Mia Love's positions. The Saratoga Springs mayor jokingly thanked Owens for the attention.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say I am absolutely flattered that you would bring up my name so much and you're paying so much attention to me. I really appreciate you watching so closely. First, I wanted to say that there is not one thing that you've said that's true. So I wanted to say again, I'm interested in attacking problems, not people. You want to end the dysfunction in Washington? Watch what's happening here.
Owens would stay on the attack, occasionally prefacing his statements about Love with an apology. The debate became progressively contentious as the two candidates sparred over tone and appropriateness of their responses, but the questions themselves also delved into controversial territory. Given that the venue was the Utah Taxes Now Convention, one question centered around how each candidate would reform the tax code. Here's Owens' offering of his suggestions.
Reform that ought to lower rates but have fewer deductions. Incorporating protections to assure that capital flows freely between investments with minimal interference by the tax provisions. I want you to know I'm a free marketeer. I recognize the free market has been the greatest engine for lifting people from poverty in the history of the world. I don't want to hamper that with the tax code. There ought to be minimal interruptions. And then third, equal income should pay equal taxes regardless of the source of the income. So I'll leave you with that. Those three basic ideas ought to govern what we do and do it on a bipartisan basis.
Love stressed the reduction in spending as being essential in reining in the federal government's finances.
We need to make sure that we lower corporate tax, payroll tax, create an environment so that people can, again, invest more, some predictability in the marketplace. But simultaneously, we need to make sure that we are reducing federal spending because this nation should not be built on the backs of the taxpayers. We should be able to grow just like we've been able to do. Take some of those principles that we've learned here in our states and in our local government and bring that type of principle to Washington.
Obamacare was another prominent topic. To that end, Love had strong language.
I have to tell you that this administration has lied to us. They've told us that this wouldn't be a tax, and it is. They told us the premiums wouldn't go up, and they have. They told us that we can keep our insurance, and many of us have not been able to.
Owens had a softer stance on how to proceed with the Affordable Care Act.
Substantial health care reform should not have been done without bipartisan agreement. My judgment is that Obamacare, though, is not going to get repealed. It isn't realistic. We have to fix it. It has some things people like.
After the debate, Love's campaign was not about running against Owens so much as it was about running for the Utahns she would represent. Owens reiterated that he plans on critiquing Love's record and positions, but not who she is as a person. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.